We are commenting on the next two verses.
Bhajishnubir yak parito virajate lasadvimana valibir mahatmanam vidyotamana pramadottamadyubik savidyud abra valibir yatanabha.
The Vaikuntha planets are also surrounded by various airplanes, all glowing and brilliantly situated. These airplanes belong to the great Mahatmas or devotees of the Lord. The ladies are as beautiful as lightning because of their celestial complexions. And all these combined together appear just like the sky, decorated with both clouds and lightning.
Shrir yatra rupinya urugaya padayo karoti manam bahura vibhuti bihi prinkam shritaya kusuma karanugayar vigiyamana priyakarma gayati.
The goddess of fortune, in her transcendental form, is engaged in the loving service of the Lord's lotus feet in various ways, along with her constant companions. Sitting on a swing while black bees, the followers of spring, sing her glories, she herself is engaged in singing the glories of her beloved Lord's activities. So Brahma saw the residence of Vaikuntha. Now he gets a glimpse of the consort of Lord Narayan, and then he will see Lord Narayan himself. In 1025, there's some discussion of the verse about the goddess of fortune. He has nothing to say about the other verse, about the airplanes. Okay, 1026.
Punar api lokam varnayati Vrajishnubir iti, Shrir yatra iti.
So the world is further described by the verses beginning Vrajishnubi and Shri yatra. Okay, then Shri yatra. Shri yatra, what is it? How does it go? Rupini urugaya padayo.
Shri Swarupa Shaktihi Rupini Tatprayasi Rupa Manam Pujam Vibhuti Bi Swasaki Rupa Bi.
Okay, we'll translate that much. Shri is in the verse, is the Lord's internal potency. Rupini, she appears in her personal form as his beloved consort. If you have the file, what's in parentheses is a gloss. That's the standard here. You put something in parentheses, it's Jiva Goswami's gloss. She renders honor. Manam, well, manam means puja, worship, along with her expansions. Vibhutibi, with her vibhutis. What are vibhutis? Not, you know, lightning bolts shooting out of her fingers, but her opulences, her vibhutis are her beloved consorts. No, I'm sorry. I mean, no. Expansions means in the forms of her companion maidservants. That's the vibhutis. So along with her vibhutis, she's honoring or worshiping her Lord. Okay, then continuing.
Prenka andolanam vilasena shrita. Kusama karots o vasantas. Tad anuga brahmaras. Tire vividam giyamana. Swayam priyasya harik. Karma gayanti bhavati.
Let me look at the original again. Okay. Here we go. Now, it says, Prankam Shrita. Okay, she's taken shelter of a kacheli. What is swing? Okay, sorry. Where is it here? She reposes playfully because Jiva Goswami adds the gloss Vilasena. It's not like she, she's on a life support system and she's connected to a swing. No, she's sitting playfully on the swing, Vilasena, as a sport. As the bees who are the members of the spring season's retinue. When the spring season in person shows up, he's the king of spring, and he's got his entourage. So the bees are part of his, of spring's entourage. In other words, when the spring comes, the bees come out. As the bees who are members of the spring season's retinue glorify her in various ways. The word in the verse is vigyamana. So means here vivida, in various ways. Being sung, her glories are being sung by the bees, vivida, in various ways. She herself, while that happens, while the bees are singing different songs about her, she herself is engaged in singing about the activities of her beloved, who is Hari. Gayati, with a long E at the end, is a present participle, feminine. So that's glossed as Gayanti Bhavati. She is in the process of singing. That's wrong. Gayati is the feminine, not Gayanti, isn't it? Which is the correct form? Oh, Gayati here is short I, short E, in the verse? In the verse. But Jiva Goswami gives a gloss of Gayanti. Which one is correct grammatically? Or are they both? Is it optional both ways? Feminine form of the present participle. Okay, why don't you check on it? Without the M. Okay, well, let me make a note that this, what we have here, Gayanti, it might be wrong. Yeah, I know, but that might be grammatically wrong. Let me make a note. Hold on a second, please. What you got there? Okay, then Gayati is not the proper form. Without the verse has it with a long yi and no n, no num. Is that an irregularity? Well, do we have that irregularity book? Can you look it up? That's interesting. Then what it is it may be irregular in the verse, and Sri Goswami or Jiva Goswami is clarifying it by giving us the proper form. Yeah.
In the verse it says Vigiyamana, and in the Bhagavad Sandarbha it says Vividam Giyamana. So he's explaining the V in Vigiyamana.
Yes, that's what that is. Gee, oh boy. Okay, let's see what happens. What do you find? Oh, I'm sorry. Are we looking for the irregularity? We'll move on while you do that. Nothing about it. Okay, I'll make a note that it might be irregular. No, Gayanti is okay. The verse... Oh, it doesn't matter then. Gayanti is okay, and I'm not going to make a... I'm not going to edit the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam has the Gayanti, okay.
That's not our problem.
Here in Sonoma, it's not our problem. You mean there are other regularities that he misses?
Many more.
Could you write them? Can you make a list of the ones you find? Right. Okay, next verse. Now he sees Narayan in his palace. Dadarsha tatrakila sattvatam patim shriyak patim yagyapatim jagatpatim sunanda nanda prabalarhanadibih saparshadagraih agriyaih parishevitam vibhum. Now the BBT has two slight differences in the last line. BBT has saparshadagraih. Jiva Goswami has agriyaih with a Y added. And BBT, our edition has parisevitam. Jiva Goswami has parisevitam. Shevitam. The difference of dental or cerebral S. I'm not sure, but I think it's optional. It can be both ways. Let's check Moni Williams. Can someone look at Moni Williams? Whether both parisevitam and parisevitam are correct? Look under the verb parishave and see whether it can be with the cerebral S or with the dental S. Who's anybody doing that? No. Could you do it, Kishore? Okay, while you check that, I'll make a note about this, yeah? It was what Jiva Goswami has. Shevitam, not It's past passive participle, but the question is whether the S is dental or cerebral. Jiva Goswami has cerebral. BBD has dental. Now, you might want to know, this is good to know, where does the BBT get its reading from? There are various variant readings, but what does the BBT go by? Yes? You mean it says it can be both ways? It doesn't say that sevatam is wrong. Okay. Yeah, it's optional then, according to Moni Williams. And probably you'll find that in Jiva Goswami, some stipulation that can be either way. Do you know anything about that? The shatvam of verb roots after upasargas?
Oh, yeah,
that can what? That is which way? Oh, both? It's supposed to be sha. Moni Williams says the sa is okay also. But parisevitam or parishevitam? This is a matter of the root. The root is either parishave or parisave. It looks like Moni Williams accepts both, but Jiva Goswami doesn't. I'm sorry, I'm getting into nitpicking. I try not to take too long on this. Yeah. Okay, we're looking that up, yes? Yeah, the rule doesn't always apply for verbs after an upasarga. And aren't those that have shatram, aren't they listed in the Dhatupada with a sha?
Yeah, but he says vachit, and then in the end of prakaran, he says eight verses which he lists along with tendra, sevitam, and for each particular dhatu, in which conditions, shopadesha comes back to shopadesha.
Okay, but this is one and the same form. It's not that, anyway, is there any roots for which it's optional? Okay, so probably according to the grammar, strictly speaking, we should be parisevitam. But the parisevitam is acceptable according to the dictionary. Yeah, it occurs. But he very often says it's the wrong form. You see, he has the initial WR, I think, which means wrong form. Wrong reading. For what versions that he thinks are grammatically wrong and corrupted. Moni Williams. That's how he identifies. Okay, anyway. But I wanted to explain. BBT gets its reading basically from the Gaudiya Mata edition published by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Our reading of the Bhagavatam is supposed to be based on that. But in practice, we were copying because we have it in Devanagari, not in Bengali letters. So we actually in the beginning used to steal the Gita Press Devanagari, literally cut it out with a razor and paste it into because we didn't have computers. Computer typesetting, typeset, and then, the English part, the transliteration, and the Devanagari, we would add, just stick it right on the paper, having cut it out of the Gita Press Bhagavatam, same Bhagavatam that we use in the morning. And we supposedly checked it that we made changes of individual letters to make it exactly match the Gaudiya Mata version. It's supposed to be our reading. But sometimes we failed to make the change. Sometimes we went the Gita Press way and failed to match it up sometimes. Anyway, that's the history of the BBT reading of the Bhagavatam, which for the next 10,000 years will be ISKCON's official Bhagavatam. I'm actually doing a reading of the whole Bhagavatam, and we'll make some changes in the BBT edition to correct mistakes. Yes? No option. But Monia Williams is a little tolerant about it. He allows Parisevitam. We have Parisevitam with the S, which is technically wrong, in our BBT Bhagavatam. I hope nobody is going to leave the movement because of that. Okay. Okay, I'll read the verse again. Dadarsha tadrakila satvatam patim shriyak patim yagya patim jagat patim sunanda nanda pabalar hanadibi swaparsha dagrihai parishevitam vibhum. Or we can have a schism. It's kind of split into two halves over the dental and cerebral S. Yes, ISKCON and ISKCON. Yes. The Lord Brahma saw in the Vaikuntha planets the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the Yadus, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, and the Lord of the universe. He was attended by servants like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabala, and Arhana, his immediate associates. Do you remember, Paul?
Yes.
Can you remind Gaur Mohan? He's supposed to be here in the class. If you see him, if he's there. Okay, let's see what Jiva Goswami has to say about that verse. Dadarsh Eti. Oh, Krishna. Tatra Loka Iti Praktananam Yatshabdanam Visheshyam Akila Satra. Okay, let's see what that is. In the verse beginning, Dadarsha, the word lokam, world, is the antecedent of all the occurrences of the pronoun yat, which in this passage, the pronoun yat, which in this passage. Well, let's go back and see where we get yats and where this lokam is. Well, we're talking about yats before in the previous verses, but wait a minute, let's find the lokam first. There's no lokam in this verse. Great. Where's the locum? I'm misidentifying it as being in this verse. Is that the only locum? I think so. And then all the yuts that come after are referring back to the loka. That's fine, but I say it wrong in the Anuchade. Yeah, that's what's actually happening. But I say in the verse beginning Tadarsha, the word lokam. The word lokam is not in that verse. It's in the very first verse in the passage. Right?
Zvalokam. Tashme zvalokam.
Yeah, okay. So the word is not in that verse. The word is in a different verse. Okay. Got it. Okay. So what we have here is an explanation of the verse beginning to Darsha. Now we're done with the yats. The description of Vaikuntha is we've described the world, and now we're going to see Narayan, and then the two of them are going to start talking. So all that string of yats is finished now. But what Jiva Goswami says, he says, now we're going to talk about the verse beginning to Darsha. Then he makes a comment that refers not really to that verse, but to what happened before. That Lokam is the antecedent of all those yats. So, okay, now the verse beginning to Darsha. By the way, the word Loka, world, is the antecedent of all the occurrences of the pronoun yat, which, in this passage. Okay, akila sattvatam patim. Akila sattvatam. Sarvesham sattvatanam yadava viranam patihi. The master of all the sattvats. Sattvata could mean Vaishnava in general. Sattvata Samhita is a title of the Bhagavatam. It's not just for one fraction of the Vrishni clan, it's for all the Vaishnavas. So Sattvata can be understood both ways. Here Jiva Goswami is clarifying, the master of all the Sattvats, he says all the Sattvatas, Sattvatam is the form of the word Sattvat, genitive plural. If it was sattvata, it would be sattvatanam. But it's equivalent. Sattvats is the same as means the same as sattvata. All the sattvatas, who are the heroes of the Yadava dynasty. This is confirmed in the statement. Ityetad vakya samvadita twat. Shriyat patir yagyapatik. Prajapatir, Diyampatir, Lokapatir, Durapatihi, Patir Gatis Chandaka Vishni Satvatam, Proceeded Tam Ame Bhagavan Satam Patihi. This is from the. Let me read the translation first. May Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, we translated Sapata Piti differently here. I make it a note, that's confusing. We just gave Jiva Goswami's explanation what Sapata means, and then Prabhupada takes it a different way. So better I leave it Jiva Goswami's way here. Oh, Krishna. I'm lost. Here. Okay. Anyway, may Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable lord of the Yadu dynasty, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andaka and Vrishni, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. Who's me? That's Shukadeva Goswami. This is from the second canto, fourth chapter. In that chapter, Shukadeva, before he begins his continuation of the Bhagavatam recital, offers prayers to the Supreme Lord. This is one of them. Continuing here. Etad vakya samvadita tvat. Shri Bhagavata mate, Shri Krishnasyaiva, Swayam Bhagavat Twena, Pratipada Yishyamana Twat. This verse confirms that in the opinions of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we will demonstrate later on, Shri Krishna alone is the original personality of Godhead. Okay. Does the verse mention Krishna by name? Well, okay. The Lord of the Vrishnis, the Yadus, that's Krishna. It's not anybody else. It may be Krishna in Dwarka, but it's Krishna. And that confirms that in the opinion of Bhagavatam, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Where is that verse? Where is it? 1:3, okay. Where are we going to show later on that Krishna alone, where is that going to be discussed in the Sandarbhas? Krishna Sandarbha, yeah, the whole Krishna Sandarbha. Commentary. Lord Narayan's wife, Shri, is not impersonal, nor are her immediate expansions, who serve as her companions. They are Shaktis, but persons. The finite jivas belonging to the Lord's marginal potency are also persons. Inert matter is impersonal, but this material Shakti's presiding deity, Prakriti, is an expansion of Shri and thus a person. In the verse being discussed, the word tatra, there, indicates the Swalokam, Supreme Lord's own planet, mentioned in the first verse of the passage. In the part of this passage that has so far been discussed, there are repetitions of the corresponding relative form, yatra, where. So it's not actually yat, but the derivative yatra is formed from yat by a suffix, tra. Yatra, where. Three times in the second verse, and once in the fourth verse, it's yatra. Furthermore, in the first verse, there is the word yat param, undeclined form of yat, meaning superior to which. And in the third verse, there is the form yaha, nominative case, which. There's all your yats. I don't know if I caught them all. The current verse calls Lord Narayan Akila Sattvatam Patim, the Lord of all the Sattvatas. According to Srila Jiva, these sattvatas are the Yadus, the clan of Mathura, in which the Supreme Lord Krishna took his birth. The Lord of Vaikuntha is an alter ego of Krishna. He is Krishna's Vilasa expansion. The supremacy of Krishna will be established with thorough evidence in the fourth Sandarbha, Sri Krishna Sandarbha. Okay. Continuing. Yat chaitad anantaram brahmane chatukshloki rupam Sri Bhagavatam Sri Bhagavatopadishtam tatra cha. Pura maya proktam ajaya nabhye padme nishan aya mamadi sarge jnanam param man mahima vabhasam yat surayo bhagavatam vadanti iti tritiye shrimad udavam prati shri krishna vakyanusarina. Let's see. As additional proof of this, immediately after this passage under discussion, the personality of Godhead is going to teach Brahma in the Bhagavatam in its four-verse version. Okay, that's back in 2:9, this whole long passage that this entire Anuchet is discussing, Brahma's vision of Vaikuntha, at the end of it, Brahma meets Narayan, and Narayan, after some talk, gives him the four-verse Bhagavatam in chapter 9 of the second canto. Continuing, the identity of this form of the Lord who instructed Brahma can be deduced from the words of Sri Krishna to Sri Uddhava in the third canto, which is, O Uddhava, in the lotus millennium in the days of yore, at the beginning of the creation, I spoke unto Brahma, who is situated on the lotus that grows out of my navel, about my transcendental glories, which the great sages describe as Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, that's old-fashioned English, the days of yore. What does that mean? Well, what is, I'm going to look up, I'm looking up in the Oxford English Dictionary the word yore. Because they never use it in any other phrase. What is yore? Yore, wow, really old word. Wow. A long time ago, of old, frequently straight, strengthened by full, also in Kala Koshan with ago, agon. The word yore, you know, it's stuck in this phrase, days of yore. But the word stopped being used otherwise in the 16th century. Oh, the great forelore of Babylon, that I full yore espouse it. Yore, long ago, before. So they stopped using it in about the year 1550, the word yore, but it means long ago. Okay. Prabhupada picked it up from 19th century English poetry. Well, okay, so Uddhava is being told by Krishna that a long time ago I spoke the Bhagavatam to Brahma. Now, we're using this information. Iti Sri Gopal Tapa Nyanasarena Chatasmai Voptritvishrute Tad Uho Vacha Brahmano Sav Anavaratam Iti Mediatak Stutak Parard Ante Sobudyata Gopavesho Me Purastad Avi Babuva. That's the Gopal Tapa Upanishad. Iti Gopala Tapanyanu Sarena. Okay, then I'll translate that much. Can be deduced. Where does it say that? I don't see where that's in the Sanskrit. I say here in my translation, the identity of this form can be deduced. Where does it say that in the Sanskrit? Where? I'm looking at the Anuchet. Yachaita danantaram brahmane chatuk shloka rumsi bhagavatam bhagavata upadishnam tatracha ityutitiye udavampati shri krishna vakyanusarena. Maybe a Darshita Nijarupa Twat. No. Okay. I'll just make a note. I don't see that in the Sanskrit. Anyway, my translation says, the identity of this form of the Lord who instructed Brahma can be deduced from the words of Sri Krishna to Sri Manuddhava in the third canto. This also follows from the Shruti statement of the Sri Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which says, Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, Lord Krishna imparted transcendental knowledge to Brahma in the beginning of creation by personally speaking it to him. One who is eager to achieve liberation should approach that effulgent Lord for shelter, because he reveals himself to the intelligence of pure souls. Okay, now. That's, according to Jiva Goswami, mentioning how Krishna spoke. Krishna. Because the Gopaltapani Upanishad is talking about particularly Krishna. Spoke the Bhagavatam to Brahma. Well, this is interesting because we're assuming that Narayan spoke the Bhagavatam to Brahma in the second canto. Let's see what Jiva Goswami has to say about this. Iti Sri Gopala Tapanyanusare Naiva Kwachit Kalpe Sri Gopala Rupena Cha Shrishya Dav Ittam Eva Brahmane Darshita Nija Rupa Twat. According to the Gopaltapani Upanishad, the Lord indeed, in some kalpas, shows his personal form of Sri Gopal to Brahma at the beginning of creation. There's a quote. No. Wait a minute. Yeah. Then the quote that I already read. He, Brahma, meditated on me and praised me in prayers incessantly. Therefore, he was able to realize me in my role as a cowherd when I appeared to him thus at the end of the first half of his life. Okay. That would be the kalpa just before the current one, actually. The one before the kalpa, the day of Brahma that we're living in now. Tad Damno Maha Vaikunta Twena Sri Krishna Sandarbhe Sada Yishyamana Twa. Also, Lord Krishna's own abode will be shown in Sri Krishna Sandarbha to be the supreme Vaikunta, in which, okay, Dwarakayam Prakatyavasare Sri Sunanda Nandari Sahacharyena Sri Prabhaladayo Pigyaya. Prabhalarhanadi B was mentioned in the second canto passage we're reading, that Narayan was surrounded by Prabhala, Arhana, and others. So Jiva Goswami says, the supreme Vaikuntha, Goloka, in which during the time of its manifestation at Dwarka, Goloka manifested itself on the earth in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. During the time of its, the supreme Vaikuntha's, manifestation at Dwarka, Prabhala and others are known to appear in the company of Sunanda, Nanda, and so on. They're mentioned in the Bhagavatam, all these names, as being present in Dwarka. The first canto thus mentions Yatoktam Pratame Sunanda Nanda Shirshanya Ye Chanye Satvatar Shabha. Others of the chief sattvatas headed by Sunanda and Nanda. So these are supposed to be names of Vaikuntha associates of Narayan. But they're there also in Goloka. And when Krishna manifests Goloka in Dwarka, they're there. There's Sunanda, Nanda, Prabhala, and others. We're trying to prove that at least on a particular occasion, it was Krishna, not Narayan, who spoke the Bhagavatam to Brahma. And that's what's described in the Gopaltapani Upanishad. This is the commentary. In the passage of the second canto under discussion in this Anuchad, Brahma is about to hear a concise version of Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Narayana. But elsewhere it is said that Krishna, not Narayan, spoke the Bhagavatam to Brahma. Unlike the other living beings below him, Brahma is supposed to take reinitiation into the Vishnu mantra every day of his life. And here he also hears Srimad Bhagavatam again and again. Sometimes he hears from Narayan, and sometimes from Krishna. The Gopaltapati Upanishad statement cited above confirms that the Krishna who spoke to Brahma was not Narayan borrowing his name, but the Krishna who but the original Krishna, dressed as a cowherd boy. It's specifically described like that in the Gopaltapati Upanishad. Krishna is at least as fit as Narayan to be the guru of Brahma. He is the original Narayan, and his abode, Goloka, lies above Narayana's Vaikuntha. All the opulences of Vaikuntha, and more, are displayed in Krishna's Dwarka, including several prominent members of Lord Narayan's entourage. The second canto's account of Brahma's vision of Vaikuntha mentions Nanda, Sunanda, and Prabala as attendants of the Lord. And in the first canto, Yudhishthira inquires from Arjuna about the welfare of Nanda and Sunanda in Dwarka. Could someone check whether Prabala is mentioned in the first canto or anywhere in the Bhagavatam? The supreme glories of Krishna's abode, except for here in the second canto, the supreme glories of Krishna's abode, Goloka, are revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam, as Sri Jiva will later elucidate in the Krishna Sandarbha Anuchet 107 to 121. Continuing, the next verse. Britya Prasad, now we're looking at the description of Narayan, what he looks like. Britya Prasad Amimukam Drigasavam Prasanahas Aruna Lochanananam Kiritinam Kundalinam Chatur Bhujam Pitam Shukam Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. Britya Prasad Iti Drigasavi Iti Drashtrinam Mada Kari Yasyatam. In the verse beginning Britya Prasada, the Lord is described as possessing an intoxicating power like nectar for all who see him. What is asava? It's not just, some kind of wine or brandy. It's something, it's actually medicinal. Properly speaking, asava is a variety of Ayurvedic medicine prepared in alcohol. There are a few different kinds of such medicines. Arishta is also prepared in alcohol. Asava is also, I don't know the technical difference between them. So they're originally medicinal medicines that include alcohol. And an asava should be strength-giving, invigorating. It's not just a recreational drink. Okay. So it's when it says drigasava, it's asava for the eyes. It's not just to make your eyes drunk, but to give strength to your eyes. They may get, because there is alcohol present in asava, they may get drunk also. Just like my Ayurvedic doctor may prescribe some asava for me. As far as Prabhupada allowed that, Ayurvedic medicine with alcohol. But if I went out and got a bottle of whiskey, that would be a different question. So asava is not just some kind of wine. Okay. Shriya Vaksho Vama Bhage Swarna Rekha Karaya. He is joined by the goddess Shri as a gold line on the left side of his chest. Adyarhaniye iti chatasrak shaktayo dharmadya. Padmotara kande yogapite ta eva katita. In the verse beginning, Adyarhaniya. Well, we didn't read that verse yet. I'll go back and get it. Next verse. Adyarhani asanam astitam padam vritam chatukshodasha pancha shakti bih yuktam bagaik swayer itaratra druvaih itaratra chadruvaih swaeva daman ramamanam ishwaram. The Lord was seated on his throne and was surrounded by different energies like the 4, the 16, the 5, and the 6 opulences, which appear only contingently in other persons. He was the factual Supreme Lord enjoying his own abode. What does contingently mean? What's a contingent? Okay, I'll give you 20 rupees if you bring back the change. So that's contingent. It's a condition. So contingently means conditionally. These opulences are conditionally present in other people beside the Supreme Lord, beside Narayan. They're unconditionally, without any restrictions, any limitations, present in him. They're present in very limited ways in other people. So it's contingent. Anyway, here's the image of Lord Narayan sitting on his Ardhyahaniya, a very precious asanam, his throne. Okay. Ardhyahaniya. In the verse beginning, where is it? In the verse beginning, Ardhyahaniya, the 4 energies mentioned, well, there's a mention of 4, 16, and 5 energies. Well, who are these? The 4 energies mentioned are religion and so on, who are described in the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana as present at the Lord's Yogapita. The external energies of irreligion and so on are not mentioned. Thus, the Uttarakhanda says, Dharma tatahi, dharma gyana tataishwarya, vairagyaik pada vigrahai, vigyak sama tarvana, rupair nityam vitam kramat iti. Thus the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana states, he is eternally surrounded by rig, yajur sama and atarva vedas, respectively, and serves in their personal forms as the legs of his throne. Who appear as these Vedas and serve as the legs of his throne? So religion, knowledge, power, and renunciation are there in the court of Lord Narayan. They also are the 4 Vedas. They're the same thing as the 4 Vedas. And they are the legs on the throne of Narayan, according to the Padma Purana. We have a grammatical problem here. Tata, inside the compound. Dharma gyana tataishwarya vairagyaik. That's unusual. Tata is usually not compounded in the middle of a compound. And Jiva Goswami comments on this. Samastantas tata shabda prayogas twarshaha. The irregular inclusion of the word tata within a compound construction here is allowed by the poetic license of sages. Okay, commentary. Asava means an alcoholic liquor, especially one made from sugar. Metaphorically, the sight of Lord Narayan is such a drink for his servants because it is also intoxicating. Let me make a note, it's also medicine. Let me check that. It's Ayurvedic medicine, it's not just a drink. Okay. Next paragraph. Normally, undeclined words cannot be compounded with nouns and adjectives to make one declined word, When you have an avi bhava samasa, the whole samasa becomes undeclined. But here we have a compound that's declined. You can't stick an undeclined word in the middle of it. Yeah, you can take undeclined form of a noun, but you don't take a word that doesn't have a declension. Am I right? Normally you don't do that. You don't put undeclined words in the middle of a compound. Okay. The speaker of this verse of the Padma Purana, however, has taken advantage of the extra grammatic poetic license allowed only to great sages. In his compound construction, Dharma Gana Tataishwarya Vairagyai, where the undeclined conjunction tata and joins four nouns. Okay, we'll read tomorrow about who the 16 energies and who the 5 energies are. And continue. So we'll stop here. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.